Students at Our Lady of Lourdes French Immersion Catholic School in Elliott Lake honored last Thursday's Truth and Reconciliation Day with a wide range of events. The day was held in recognition of the suffering of Indigenous children forced to attend and survived Indian residential schools and those children who never returned home. Our Lady of Lourdes French Immersion Catholic School community had the opportunity to actively participate in Canada's National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, said Vice Principal Nadia Zanatta. It was an opportunity to learn, honor, and remember, and was a living example of our board's Catholic education's theme, Renew, Restore, and Rebuild. It is important to understand what has happened and learn how we can work together for the future. Marlene Essex, native as a second language teacher, said, On Orange Shirt Day, we come together to honor the residential school survivors and for the children that did not make it home. On this day, we reflect and take the opportunity to learn and listen. Every child matters. Orange Shirt Day was established in 2013 in honor of Phyllis Webstead, an Indigenous six-year-old who attended a mission school. Her grandmother gave her an orange t-shirt to wear to school, and when she arrived at the mission school, she was stripped of the shirt and never wore it again. The color orange has always reminded me of that and how my feeling didn't matter, how no one cared, and how I felt like I was worth nothing, she is quoted in a story about the experience. All of us little children were crying and no one cared. The federal government proclaimed September 30 as the first National Truth and Reconciliation Day based on recommendations contained in a report issued by the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission and its findings. Establishing it this year comes after more than 1,000 unmarked graves of children were discovered at former residential school properties. Today gave us the opportunity at Our Lady of Lourdes to join as a school community, coming together in a spirit of reconciliation and hope because every child matters, said Principal Stéphane Prévost of the day. It is through education that we are able to give children a voice and achieve true reconciliation moving forward. Last year, the school purchased orange t-shirts for all students and staff and provided new students and staff with orange t-shirts this year. The day began with a school-wide virtual assembly, with special guests, Alyssa Traves, from Serpent River First Nations, Sister Pat Carter, the school board's Catholic coordinator, and Christine DeRocher, Superintendent of Education, in a shared prayer. All students had an opportunity to color, decorate, and design their own orange t-shirt. Essex provided class presentations throughout the day to continue the learning. The school enjoyed an Indian taco lunch, with homemade scone provided by Brian and Terry of Briai Ko Mijim in Serpent River. It is important to share meals together, while adhering to the current restrictions, as it builds community. The school also supported the Tim Hortons Orange Donut Initiative, with all proceeds donated to the Indian Residential School Survivors Society. We were proud to support this initiative, that originated at a Tim Hortons in Kamloops, BC. It is important to support local and give back what we can, Zanatta added. The day ended outside with the whole school with Lee Simpson Johnston from Serpent River First Nations, who led us in an honorary song and drum. We also had an opportunity to dance in a circle too. The grade 7-8 students will have the opportunity to continue their learning as they will visit the residential school grounds in Spanish, later this month.